You're listening to SBS News.
It's been revealed that former Sports Minister Bridget McKenzie may have lacked the authority to allocate the grants at the centre of the so-called Sports Rorts controversy. A constitutional law specialist has told a Senate inquiry that Ms. McKenzie's actions breached the law on four separate counts. Professor Anne Toomey told the inquiry that the government either deliberately or uncaringly breached the Constitution. She says such behaviour breeds contempt and disengagement from politics, something which she says she sees all the time among her students.
It's dangerous, and it's being fuelled by the Commonwealth government's disregard for the Constitution and fundamental constitutional principles such as the rule of law. People who are prosecuted for receiving minuscule amounts of money above their social welfare entitlements are incredulous that politicians can get away with spending millions in public money without the constitutional authority to do so.
The sports grant scheme, worth $100 million, was created in 2018 to provide funding to community sports clubs in need. It's come under fire in recent weeks amidst claims of corruption and pork barrelling by politicians. An investigation by the Australian National Audit Office found Ms. McKenzie's office ignored the recommendations made by Sport Australia, the body in charge of assessing the applications. Instead, the office allocated the funding based on their own process, including granting nearly $36,000 to a shooting club to which Ms. McKenzie belonged. The grants also targeted clubs in marginal Labour seats, leading to accusations that the coalition government was currying favour in the lead-up to last year's election. The government's argued Ms. McKenzie was able to use her ministerial discretion to make decisions, but Professor Toomey says that's not a valid excuse.
Yes, under Section 61 and 64 of the Constitution, the minister had ministerial discretion in the exercise of her executive power with respect to her departments. But that does not extend to bodies established by statute, such as the Australian Sports Commission.
Greens Senator Janet Rice says the evidence from Professor Toomey is damning.
We need the government to actually acknowledge that this program was completely rorted and to fess up and to say that it was wrong and that it shouldn't have happened in this way. That's step one. I think step two is that they need to make it right for the clubs that missed out.
Ms. Rice called for the government to compensate the sports clubs that missed out on funding as part of the economic stimulus package announced by Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Some of the clubs who missed out on the funding have also appeared before the committee and are threatening to bring legal action if the government does not award more grants. Senator Rice says there needs to be a way to ensure that this situation is never repeated.
The way to make sure of that is to have radical transparency, as we heard this afternoon. We need to have all aspects of the decision-making process being transparent and accountable. And then at the end of the day, we need a National Integrity Commission, an anti-corruption watchdog with teeth, so that it's there, so that governments know that they can't get away with this stuff.
It's understood the Senate committee is going to ask Bridget McKenzie to commit to appearing in front of the inquiry during the final parliamentary sitting week in March. Meanwhile, Scott Morrison's departmental head, Phil Gatians, who wrote a report for the Prime Minister on the issue, will appear before the committee on Monday. Alan Lee, SBS News.